Primary day in Massachusetts is less than 2 weeks away, and while there are no contested primaries in the race for governor, it's a make-or-break day in several races, including state treasurer, state auditor, and in the 10th congressional district. We're going to break down those races with our political analyst this morning, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
And good morning to Republican Todd Domke.
Good to be with you.
Let's start in the 10th congressional district. There's sniping this week among two of the Republicans running for the nomination, State Representative Jeff Perry and former state treasurer Joe Malone. Malone calling it a scandal that Perry has the backing of Ron Kaufman. Kaufman, a well-known Republican political operative who's also a lobbyist for Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Here's a clip of a Malone radio ad linking Perry and Chavez.
Who is Mr. Kaufman? He's the lobbyist who Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez pays $500,000 a year to represent him in Washington. So, Jeff Perry, you're already cozy with Hugo Chavez's lobbyist, and you want my vote?
Todd Domke, is that going to resonate with conservatives and hurt Jeff Perry?
Well, yes. The one issue that used to unite all conservatives was anti-communism. Hugo Chavez is a dictator who persecutes dissidents, cooperates with terrorists, and said the day after 9/11, quote, America got what it deserved. So conservatives will not be happy that Hugo Chavez's lobbyist is raising campaign money for Jeff Perry. Now, Perry says Kaufman is a legendary figure in Republican politics, but I think he confuses legendary with notorious.
Dan Payne, the Democratic side. State Senator Robert O'Leary and Norfolk County District Attorney William Keating. What are the storylines as that primary race comes to a close?
The District Attorney Bill Keating has accused his opponent, his Democratic opponent, Robert O'Leary, of drawing three public paychecks, one as a legislator and two as a college professor. And he says he's missed a lot of votes as a result of that. He accused O'Leary of favoring raising the eligibility age for Social Security, and that's a real hot issue. And for his part, O'Leary has said that Keating is a carpetbagger, that he had to move into the district in order to run. O'Leary says Keating voted to give himself early retirement so he could collect a pension if he goes to Congress. And he is also accusing Bill Keating of flip-flopping on Cape Wind.
So who do you think has the upper hand there?
I think Keating probably has a small edge because he represents the Quincy area, and Quincy is likely to have a big turnout because they've got a lot of local hot races, and that's less the case on the Cape. So he might have a little bit, Keating, that is, might have a little bit of an advantage in turnout.
All right, on to the race for state treasurer. Republican Karen Pulido, unopposed for the party nomination, but there are two Democrats, former state and national Democratic Party Chairman Steve Grossman and Boston City Councilor Steve Murphy. Will a Boston-based Dan propel Murphy, who's been in this race for a long time, and he trails Grossman in fundraising?
Well, yeah, both candidates have been around the track before. Grossman ran for governor in 2002 and dropped out. Steve Murphy is a perennial candidate, longtime City of Boston councilor. He was once a driver for Dapper O'Neill. And to show you how far he has come, he was one of the first elected officials to endorse Deval Patrick in 2006. The City of Boston represents a big share of Democratic vote, but collectively the suburbs are the dominant force. And that, combined with his money, gives Steve Grossman a pretty big edge.
Todd, let me ask you about the race for state auditor. Republican Mary Connaughton faces Jamal Jayne, a Lowell businessman who's a political newcomer. Handicap that for us.
Well, Jamal Jayne is running on a promise of total transparency, so we can see right through him. He's been endorsed by former presidential candidate Ron Paul, the Libertarian congressman. I predict he'll do better than Paul did in the Massachusetts presidential primary in 2008. He won 3% of the vote. Mary Z. Connaughton is expected to win. She's a strong candidate, a CPA. She was on the board of the Mass Turnpike Authority, CFO for the state lottery, very qualified. And there's an easy way to remember her. She has the only name on the ballot with Z as a middle initial.
Wow. In the auditor's race on the Democratic side, the two top Democrats appear on paper to be similar. Both are former state representatives. Both have run large public agencies. Suzanne Bump was Secretary of Labor under Governor Patrick. And Guy Glotis is the sheriff of Worcester County. A third candidate, Michael Lake, runs a new program at Northeastern University, creating a global network of city governments. Who's got the edge in this race, Dan?
Well, this is a pretty tight contest. Ethics has emerged as the hot issue between them. GLOTUS has had to defend stories that have run in the Boston Globe about his getting a $20,000 personal loan that he took from a friend who turns out was a swindler. But this isn't the only time Guy GLOTUS has had problems when it comes to money. In 2009, the State Office of Campaign and Political Finance, which polices how candidates spend their money, reported that GLOTUS had illegally deposited 6 campaign checks into his personal bank account. And then earlier this year, OCPF found that he was using the sheriff's office funds to pay for a political mailing. So he's got a, let's just say, a checkered past. Bump will get a bump of about $100,000 in public funds, which will bring her cash on hand to about $200,000. GLOTUS, meanwhile, will have around $800,000. So turnout, again, will make a difference.
Well, Guy GLOTUS is both sheriff and outlaw. You know, 21 of 29 promotions in the sheriff's department went to officers who had made cash donations to him, according to the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. And he may not have auditor's experience, but he has experience being audited. Auditor DiNucci's office found that GLOTUS awarded more than $74,000 in consulting contracts without competitive bids. So if GLOTUS wins the Democratic nomination, the Republican will have a great shot. Mary Z. Connaughton. I don't think the Z stands for Zorro, but against GLOTUS, that would be a good image.
Dan Pade, Todd Domke, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Todd Domke is a Republican strategist. Dan Payne is our Democratic strategist.